Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 30th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Australia to broaden legislation for digital payment services. The Government of Australia has revealed its intention to modify the country's legislation regarding digital payment services. The Secure Payments Academy and PayCademy partner to provide e-learning payments training courses. The Secure Payments Academy, SPA, and PayCademy have partnered to offer e-learning payments training courses. The courses will be available on PayCademy's self-paced learning platform, which provides payment professionals with the skills and training needed to innovate and implement effective business-oriented solutions in the rapidly changing payments environment. The initial set of modules that are being offered will cover card payment fraud detection and mitigation technologies. Nuvei launches card issuing. Nuvei, a Canada-based fintech, has launched its card issuing solution in 30 markets globally to offer their customers physical and virtual white-labeled cards. Reserve Bank of Australia reports on BNPL use surge. The Reserve Bank of Australia has conducted a survey that reveals a sharp increase in buy now, pay later use among young adults. Provenir partners with Trustful. AI-powered risk decisioning software provider Provenir has entered a global partnership with Trustful to include the latter in its data marketplace. Mbank taps FACEFI for onboarding and facial authentication. UAE-based digital bank Mbank has partnered with FACEFI to provide seamless and secure digital banking for its clients across the UAE. SWIFT connects instant payment systems to bring 24/7 processing across borders. SWIFT has connected domestic payment schemes across Europe to provide full transparency and end-to-end tracking for instant cross-border transfers destined for the EU. Visa joins 8.5 million funding round in Infuse. Visa has joined an 8.5 million funding round in female-founded Finnish card issuer and payment processor Infuse. Adyen appoints Nicole Olb from Barclays as UK Managing Director. Adyen, the global financial technology platform of choice for leading enterprise businesses, has today announced the appointment of Nicole Olb as Managing Director of its UK operations. OCBC rolls out MoneyLock anti-scam security feature. From the 30th of November 2023, 2 million OCBC Singapore customers will be able to lock funds in their existing OCBC bank accounts using OCBC MoneyLock to safeguard against unauthorized transfers. This is a strong defense against malware and phishing scams. Griffin grows management team. Griffin, the API-first UK bank and full-stack banking-as-a-service platform, today announced the addition of 7 new senior team members across key areas of the business. Former head of Klarna UK joins board of Salad Money. Salad Money, a social enterprise launched in 2019 to provide an alternative to high-cost lending for NHS and public sector workers with poor, thin, or non-existent credit scores, has appointed Alex Marsh, formerly head of Klarna UK, to its board as a non-executive director. Lloyds connects customers to capital markets in co-branded deal with PrimaryBid. Lloyds Banking Group is deploying technology from PrimaryBid to provide retail investors with access to public company capital raises in both equity and debt. N26 eyes profitability in 2024. N26 says it expects to have its net losses in 2023 before hitting profitability on a monthly basis the following year. Meanwhile, the German digital bank has unveiled plans for a new investment product for stocks and ETFs. NASDAQ unveils tech to scale global carbon markets. Exchange operator NASDAQ has launched technology that securely digitizes the issuance, settlement, and custody of carbon credits. Allfunds strengthens regulatory footprint in the UK. Allfunds, AMS, ALLFG, the leading B2B wealth tech platform for the fund management industry, today announces that it has been authorized to operate as a third country branch in the UK, strengthening its business footprint in the UK market. Nucleus Commercial Finance secures £200 MLN. Nucleus Commercial Finance, NCF, has announced up to £200 million in new funding from NatWest to strengthen its SME loans business. Liva Insurance partners with Oman Arab Bank. Liva Insurance has announced its partnership with Oman Arab Bank in order to provide exclusive benefits to its customers across the Sultanate of Oman. Mexipay signs with ACI Worldwide. ACI Worldwide, NASDAQ, OSU, a global leader in mission-critical, real-time payment software, today announced a partnership with financial technology company Mexipay to boost payment innovation in Mexico. FCA fines three money transfer firms for breaking competition law. The Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, has today imposed fines on three money transfer firms after they admitted to fixing prices charged to consumers in Glasgow. Central banks must up their game to counter CBDC IT and security risks. Introducing a central bank digital currency, CBDC, will have far-reaching implications for the operations of the issuing central bank and the risk it faces. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.